Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Seems KP and Luca have been to Cavender's recently because those boys own some Spurs. It's the Hoops and Hefeweizens podcast, everybody. I'm your host, Don Denham. You can find me on Twitter at Don _ Denham. With me, as always, is my bro host, my fellow Mavs fan for life, Ruben Tomas. You can find him at Reddit Mavericks. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing good. Does Cavender still exist?
I don't know. I was just like, what's a boot store that I know? And I'm assuming they would have Spurs there. I am clearly a city slicker. But our resident boot expert of Twitter joins us as well. You can find him at Squish41. Mr. Redacted, how are you today?
I'm just doing a boot scoot boogie way down under on the Chattahoochee. Can I get a yeehaw?
Yeehaw.
My boots are made out of 100% pure San Antonio spur meat.
That's really dark.
That's the prize for beating them three times.
You got the Ed Gein special using human flesh on these boots.
No, it's spur meat. It's made out of metal. It's not as comfortable. You're going to a weird place with this. I was talking about.
Sorry, it came up just spur of the moment. So,
have you ever peeled a spur?
Oh God! All of this is just the worst.
It's okay. A metal peel.
This is just not fleshed out ideas, but they're all gross.
Fleshed out.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm still getting over Halloween. My bad.
Yeah, we're.
It's been a while. Spooky, folks. It's been 2 weeks since Halloween, though.
I can't let go.
Speaking of not being able to let go, let's go ahead and get into our ad reads.
Good call.
So new sponsor, well, I guess not new at this point, but Symbol is a stock market of sports that allows you to profit off your sports knowledge. On Symbol, you can trade sports teams like stocks, and every time your team wins, you earn cash. Use your sports knowledge on Symbol to buy low, sell high, and earn cash payouts when your teams win. Join the 7,000 and plus early adopters who have started to invest in their favorite teams. Visit www.simbull.com to create your free account, and when you deposit, make sure to use a promo code SD to make your deposit risk-free. Okay, and then our second ad read is from Spotify Green Room. Spotify Green Room is a live audio-only sports talk platform. Talk to me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time. Again, the conversations that you listen to on here every day. My own experiences, I've been on there a couple times. There's been some other podcasts that I've kind of jumped in on and kind of, you know, just listened to them. It's actually a really cool experience. So all you got to do is you got to download Spotify Green Room app on the iOS App Store, or the Android Store. Create a profile, you can link your Twitter, and you can join like the MFL. There's the MFL's group. There is the Reddit Mavs Twitter group, stuff like that. When my room goes live, and that's it. So let's go and get back to the show.
Good ad read, Ruben. We've had three games since last time we talked, or actually, I guess we had four. Did we talk about the Kings win on Halloween? Probably not.
Yes, that was. Wait, did we?
I don't know.
What?
Either way,
we did, because it was right after we recorded. After, yeah.
Okay, so, that's right. Okay, gotcha. So then we've had four games. So we lost against the Heat. One against
actually,
the Spurs.
We've had six games. Yeah.
Oh God, we've had a lot. Last talk.
That's right, because we took a week off.
We took a break. Oh good.
We were all so fucking busy last week.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. Well, a little season catch up then. We've got we lost against Miami. One against San Antonio. One on an awesome buzzer beater from Luka against the Celtics yet again.
Won predictably against the Pelicans, lost
predictably against the Bulls.
Yeah, predictably, I'd say so. And then we won again against the Spurs. So we own ourselves a pair of Spurs in that little streak window. Of games yeah. there. Yeah, that little window there. I really can't make heads or tails of whether or not we're good. What do you guys think?
Well, I'll say we're about to find out because between now and about December 1st, things get a little bloody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got Denver mm-hmm. at Phoenix. At Phoenix again.
I hate those fucking...
At the Clippers. Yeah. At the Clippers again. versus Washington.
Okay.
Cleveland, who's actually solid. Then we get a little breather and play New Orleans two games in a row in a home and home situation.
Yep. Yeah, that is definitely like the schedule makers going like, oh, we need to get
them. Then it goes Memphis, Brooklyn, Memphis.
Yep. It's going to be,
our first taste of opponent Carlisle.
Yeah, Carlisle revenge game.
He's going to coach the shit out of that game, by the way.
He's got that shit circled, dude.
Oh, I guarantee if he does.
The day he took that job, he was like, "Yeah, bro. Next time I see the Mavericks, like, it's gonna be, I'm throwing out fucking five guard lineups, bro."
Just in his little warlock lair, playing a piano with lightning crackling in the background. This is the day Jason Kidd dies.
But I mean, like, so, like, looking at the
or team, Miles Turner's gonna be doing full court presses the whole game. So,
yeah, bro.
Why is Miles Turner full court pressing Luka?
Well, yeah, dude, it's gonna be fucking terrible. But I mean, like, looking at the games that we've played. Like, we've won against the teams that we should have won against and lost against teams that we should have lost against. Is that, I don't know, man. Like, that's pretty predictable. Like, the Bulls game was competitive for the most part until it wasn't. Mm-hmm. And then I was okay. At a certain point, I was okay. Oh, the Mavs can go toe to toe with the Bulls. And then the Bulls were just like, nah, bro. Like, Alex Caruso became God. You know, he became Michael Jordan.
If that dude just didn't look like a janitor or like just some guy you've met in accounting, I think people would take him a lot more seriously than just the people that have him on his current team. Cause like that dude, he's got great court vision. Like the dude passes super well. He's remarkably athletic. Like, I just think, you know, it's so clear because he's just, I'm glad that he has endorsed the full Andre Agassi, just shaved the entire head. I've been, you know, I was tired of looking at that Ginobili bald spot of his for so long. I think since then, since he's shaved his head, he has just become that next level of Caruso.
Next level Caruso.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Clean. Yeah. Mr. Clean Caruso.
Mr. Clean Caruso.
It's akin to Hoodie Mello.
And like I think I tweeted about it, but I was like, look at that Bulls team. I was like, there's like five or six guys on that team that I wanted really bad for the Mavs. You know, like obviously like Vucevic and DeRozan. Caruso was one where originally it was just kind of a meme thing. I was like, oh, that'd be hilarious. Huh? Like get the bald, you know, balding, like even though he's like 25 guy, you know, like great. But no, but end up being like, no, he's actually really good. You know, Lonzo was another guy. You know, Derek Jones Jr. was another dude. And I was like, they have all the guys that I want, you know, and you can see like, and it's so weird because like everybody was like, oh, like these guys aren't gonna be able to like play together, blah, blah, blah. And it turns out actually they can play together. You know,
it's actually kind of remarkable. It's a cool little blueprint of just seeing how a team can work as far as just like pretty good lengthy guards being the primary like build of your team. Because like none of those guys are short, like none of those guys are undersized, like they're all pretty much like 6'6" and up. Like I may be getting some of that wrong, but like I know none of those are you don't have a guard like a Dallison type that's like kind of like a scrappy, you know, 5'11" 6'6" type, you know what I mean? Like that's not really what they have on that team. They have everybody's pretty freaking tall, but it's a lot of just talented guards that pass well and are, and what I am really impressed by is their wide open shooting has been remarkable, but also their ball movement's just really fun to watch. And it's just I always thought LaVine was a black hole kind of player, like when he gets the ball it immediately stops, and that has just not been the case this year. He's really going that next level, which is really cool to see.
You know, it's because he has guys around him, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, And again, like, just like one of those blueprints where it's like, hey man, like, you have a really good player. Like, let's put other good players around him. You know, like,
yeah, it's weird how acquiring talent makes your basketball team better.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy, man? Like,
anyway, it almost like you have to spend money on talent to get talent. That's weird.
Yeah, Cuban, if you're listening, you know,
maybe we should stop investing a lot of money, like maybe some money, but like maybe we should start diversifying our portfolios then from people that have recently had Achilles injuries.
Maybe. Yeah, that might be
just
good.
I know.
I'm throwing it out.
We did pay Powell before he got hurt, though.
That is true. You know,
the Wes Matthews deal looks.
It made that seem like you said PayPal, like we Venmoed.
That's Mark Cuban's favorite app.
That paycheck. PayPal.
He's got an app called PayPal. He gets a little personalized. Powell gets a little personalized message from Cube as every paycheck.
You're doing such a good job. Thank you for being on this team.
I thought you were saying that to Squish. That was a good joke, Squish.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's good to be supported, you know. Heckled for uncomfortable metal skin-based boot jokes.
Mark Cuban's favorite character in Star Wars is Emperor Palpatine. His
favorite Black Eyed Peas song is Boom Boom Powell.
Oh, I hate it. I hate it. It took me a second. I was like, wait, hold the fuck. Like, oh, man. I don't know.
You know what his second favorite song is?
What is it?
I've got the power.
I hate it.
His favorite thrash metal band is Powell Trip.
His favorite show, or his kid's favorite show, is the Mighty Morphin Powell Rangers.
Powell Rangers. Ugh. But yeah, man, like, it's weird, though.
It's weird,
like,
that he's paid all that money, though, to have Powell deepfaked onto all the Power Rangers faces.
Fucking
God. Go, Powell Rangers.
Go, Powell Rangers.
But I mean, like, it's so weird looking at this team. Like, the wins the wins before the Celtics win was, were just slogs.
This felt dirty.
You know?
Uh-huh.
You know, and now it's like, the Celtics win, great. Like, I felt fucking energized afterwards. I was actually, that night was when I was getting affected by the COVID, you know, vaccine, whatever. Like, that was fun, you know. But that, like, I literally, like,
flu shot.
Yeah, and I took a bunch of medicine. I felt like amazing.
You doubled down.
I did. That was that.
Your immune system was not happy with you.
Yeah, and I was like, "Fuck you." I mean, like, the Pelicans game, good win. I mean, Maverick again. Bulls game was whatever. So
when it comes to our losses, there's not a whole, we don't have really a close loss this season. Like, you know, we have, I mean, the Chicago, the Bulls were basically like the one loss that was like, you know, within 10 points. Most of these have been like pretty much blowouts. Like, you know, lost by 15 to Miami, lost by,
you know,
30 or, I can't
20, right 26 now. Of the Hawks.
Yeah. Like the Nuggets blowout too was just, you know, well, I don't know if it's them just not getting up to go or just not ready.
I said this on Twitter. I think it was after the Bulls game. And I said that our losses had been more telling this season than the wins. But I think it kind of ties into what Rube said earlier, which was like, we beat teams we're supposed to beat, but lost to teams that we were supposed to lose to, which is a weird thing to say about a team that was 7-3 at one point. But I think the truth to that is, like, you know, we beat the teams we should have beat, but just barely, like, the wins felt gross. Like, it was just like, that should not have been that hard. And then, unsurprisingly, getting stomped by, you know, quote unquote good teams. Like, Atlanta beat the shit out of us and has since kind of struggle bust a little bit themselves, but like, that'll change. Denver stomped us. Miami stomped us. Chicago only beat us by 10, but honestly, like, I know you'd mentioned we were competing. Like, even on the runs we were having, I still felt like the Bulls were in control of that game 100% of the time. I was like, these runs are fine, but they're going to pull away. They're better. You can just tell that they are better at this point in the season. Mm-hmm. And then they did. I don't know. I'm hoping the Spurs game on Friday was a turning point, because that's the most in rhythm we've seen Luka and KP together in a long time, maybe ever.
Right, yeah.
The stuff they were doing. And KP and Luka their defensive chemistry, honestly, was really cool to see. It wasn't just the offense, but those two in particular, like there was a really, really clean play. KP, and I forget who it was, ends up on a guard. The guard, tried to cross him over, and KP, instead of awkwardly like trying to rotate his hips, just went ahead and leaned into his initial movement and just turned all the way to his left and started running toward the rim. And then Luka ran up at the guard and picked him up, and KP just switched. It was so fucking clean, and we got the stop. It was during the middle of some crazy run we were having, but like, that's encouraging. And I think KP's starting to hit a rhythm, and I think Luka's maybe starting to hit a rhythm. What I really need Luka to hit is some free throws. That would be nice.
I mean, it's just every year, it seems like. That's like one of the big cruxes of his game. And it's so, they need Don out there, dude. Just to have him just shoot.
Don needs to pass his Rip Hamilton routine to Luka.
I need to show him the magic. Spin the ball towards you and dribble it to your right to remind you to bend your knees. And it'll probably be,
That's it. Game over.
That's it. I thought that was the coolest thing ever, was that a professional player needed to remind himself to bend his knees on his free throws. That's my advice, Luka. Call me.
Luka,
hey, guys, guess what?
What?
You're right. That's a good joke, Squish.
Thank you. It's good to be supporting you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Symbol is the sports stock market that allows you to profit off your sports knowledge. There are two ways to make money on Symbol. First, every time a team you own wins, you earn a cash win payout. Second, just like the stock market, if you think a team is going to increase in value, you can buy low and sell high for profit. Use promo code SD, like San Diego, to make your first deposit risk-free. That means even if you lose money or just decide the market isn't for you, Symbol will refund your initial deposit. No questions asked. Also, Spotify Green Room. You know what it is, but you know what? You should go check it out. It's live audio only sports talk platform, free to download and to use. Talk to me, talk to Squish, talk to Ruben, talk to more than likely Kirk. He's on there all the time. He does like the post-game therapy sessions, which I find is very, very helpful, especially after a blowout loss. They're perfect for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and advertising other podcasts. Share your own experiences on the app. Go download Spotify Green Room. It is free in the iOS App Store. Create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the MFFL group is a great one to start off with. Spotify Green Room. Go talk at your podcast.
Great. Awesome.
I don't think that's the tagline, but that's fine. Pretty much what it is. I think I'm ready for questions. How about you guys?
I do want to say, however, it was really cool seeing the fact that the legend, like the Mavs sent Josh Green and Moses Brown to Legends yesterday. Both guys had really good games. I watched a little bit at my parents' house. My brother was like,
those guys on the floor.
Yeah, I enjoyed the Moses immediately just bullying everything in his path.
My brother literally watched Moses and was like, why is this guy not fucking playing on the Mavs? I was like, I don't know, dude. But it was cool seeing that. It's going to get into questions, though. Let us see. Okay. First question comes from John. Dr. Mumar Johnson asks, if you had the opportunity to trade Brunson for a budding star or a lower tier star, would you do it? And who would be the players you'd pull the trigger on?
I guess who do you think is a budding star that's going to be a significant upgrade over Brunson?
Who's budding but also on Brunson's level? It's interesting, but I can't think of anyone because Brunson's kind of a budding. Not star, but budding weapon for sure.
Yes, budding weapon is probably a better way of saying that. Because
he's not star status.
No, and but
he
I mean,
is
like,
very good.
If he keeps playing the way he's playing, and that's really been the hard part, it's just his, remaining consistently as good as he's been. He accomplishes what we need, which is a secondary ball handler, a secondary person to like give Luka his, 7 to 8 minutes of rest and have a guy that can take control of an offense, And like, I think his little stutter step and then his little fadeaway mid-range jumper is one of my favorite. He usually does it on the baseline. His baseline jumper is fucking sweet. God, I love that shot for Brunson. And I don't know. I don't know who we would get. I mean, like, I'm thinking of, like, who's someone that's maybe been underperforming that we could possibly get? And, I mean, are we thinking, like, Sexton, who has been basically replaced by Garland at this point in the lineup for the Cavaliers? Are we thinking, like, De'Aaron Fox? That is, I mean, like, he's still, I mean, like, the money doesn't make any sense, and they clearly invested, like, superstar money in him.
It's like their guy, too.
Exactly. Like, and he hasn't been performing as well compared to, like, so I'm thinking of, like, all right, who are some bad teams that have, like, good players that are underperforming?
That's kind of what I was looking at too. Yeah.
And it's like,
I can't think of anyone in particular, right? But, like, if you're moving Brunson right. for something, I think you right. need someone that fits, like taking a notch out of the Bulls playbook, which is big guards that can create and score and defend. That would be right. the only way that's an upgrade in my mind. It's like, well, we got size and someone that does all the things that Brunson can do in a way. I don't know.
Right. I mean,
like I'd love Lonzo Ball.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, like they just got him and he's doing well for
right.
them.
Like, I mean, in a hypothetical world, and you could.
Right. Wow. The Hawks are 4-9.
Yeah, dude. They got, yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
they beat the shit out of us. Yeah. And then it's just like, and like yeah, to the point where they're apparently Hawks were just like, Trey needs help. And I'm like, oh, piss off. Give a look right. at that roster and see what happens.
It's like, you know, I'm looking at players. I'm like, oh, like maybe like Pascal Siakam would be an interesting pick. Siakam, you know, I think that's really hard. You know,
he came back
like,
and had a good game last night.
Yeah. So I'm saying De'Aaron Fox, you know, obviously would be like kind of looking at guards. It's just like.
Yeah. And you know. I don't think anyone's like trading for Brunson to do that. You know what I mean? It would likely be. So, okay. So it's probably wouldn't be a guard since it's rare that you see a guard for a guard, right? Yeah. It's normally like who's kind of heavy in one direction and could use some guard help. I mean, like, that's interesting that you'd say Siakam because, like, they could probably use some backcourt depth in Toronto. And, like,
I don't know. Okay. Could you flip Brunson for OG Anunoby?
Oh.
Oh, man. I mean, I
love
wouldn't,
OG.
Damn. I would not do that if I was the Raptors, but I think if Jalen stays at his best, then yes.
So think about this. So OG's numbers this season so far have been without Siakam, who's supposed to be their best player, right? Mm-hmm. What are Brunson's numbers like if like Luka weren't playing for a little while? You know right. what I mean? I think that's fair. That's a fair crack at a trade.
I think the other thing though is just like OG Anunoby is like this. He's exactly what you want in every basketball player. You know, he's like the perfect build. He's the perfect athleticism. He just gets to places correct. Like does a little bit of everything. Also, Scotty Barnes
well defends.
Right, Scotty Barnes they absolutely picked the right pick there.
That kid is crazy, dude.
Making you look so real good in fantasy basketball.
He sure is. Both him and Evan Mobley wound up on my team, and I'm very thankful for that. And
you grabbed them both.
Yeah, off the wire, yeah, right? Yeah, that was first season wire. Like, I'm actually trying this year.
It's nice.
It's fun.
For some context, Don historically would pick some kind of crazy theme to draft his teams by. And the first year he drafted by players that had the craziest haircuts.
Yes.
Which ended poorly.
Alfred Payton had a
year, team. He was drafting by... wasn't there a year where you drafted by like most syllables in their name?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I lucked out with Antetokounmpo, but then like... then I was just like, Mikalik, you know. God.
Jesus. Oh, that's such a good question though. I feel like we have an entire segment over that actually. As we get closer to trade deadline.
Hypotheticals are fun.
Yeah. That might be a good one to go back to like maybe in January.
I like that. Wait,
do you think there's anyone off like the out of these three teams that we could poach that would be like Pistons, Celtics, or Bucks? Because I think if there's any places where they could use some guard help, you know, like I don't know. Maybe I'm just being hopeful.
If it were
here.
The Celtics, I want Marcus Smart. Like You know,
like but a, I don't want him like, for Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
is that like, yeah, like I like Marcus Smart as an idea. I don't like him and sacrifice of Brunson.
Yeah,
I
think that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
he like Brunson is like he's a shorter, less defensive, but better offensive Marcus Smart.
You nailed it. Like, my thoughts on is that the idea of Marcus Smart, in my opinion, and someone may kill me for this. But like the idea of Marcus Smart and his reputation, I think is better than Marcus Smart, the basketball player.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I don't think you give up Brunson for that.
So everyone listening, if you disagree with that, get on his ass on Twitter. Nope. No, I'm kidding. That's fine.
The hound on me.
What is this? All right, let's go. Let's go. Next question comes from Dalton Richard, who actually changed his name to WWW Legends, because I guess they're like they haven't lost a game yet, actually, which is interesting. I think like the Legends are like the best like G League team in the league right now, which is great.
Kind of like the best summer league team.
Yeah,
you know? Kind of neat.
Telling you, man, bring up Carlick Jones, please, Jesus. Anyway, let's see. He asks, I don't remember who said it earlier this week, but the MFL tournament needs to be a thing. Make like a whole ass event and shit. Get the basketball stuff going. Get some booths and stuff. Maybe some stands with different pods. Make it a whole thing. Your guys' thoughts?
Be cool. So, I'd love to do like commentary or something.
Yeah. So this actually was an idea that was brought to me in like 2019. It was like in the summer 2019, and I was like, well, it's already kind of too late because this would be something that would have to happen in the off season, right? And just like trying to organize a lot of stuff would be insane. And I actually, so last year in 2020, literally it was March 2020. I was going up to, I think it was Plano to go like look at some places and ask around like how much would it cost to like rent out a place for a Saturday and Sunday and stuff like that. I was going to go and literally that Friday, like to the places called, I'm like, hey, like we're not accepting anything for the summer because of the whole COVID thing. And I was like, oh. Okay, great. So that completely shelved it all for last year. This year, like, I just totally forgot about, obviously, like, having a kid and stuff like that. I just was not on my radar to do anything kind of fun. And also, because COVID was still, like, even though, like, the numbers are going down, it just made more sense not to even risk it because not everybody who needed it have gotten the vaccine yet. So, but I think it was Tyler Adams who actually asked me about it. And I'm totally down to do it for next year, for next summer. I would like to do it after the finals are done, just because I like to watch all the basketball games whenever they're on, all the NBA games. So I would just want to wait until the finals are over. I think it'd be cool, just kind of like I know we were talking about like getting some people to do photography for us, you know, just like making a whole thing. Like there would be like a money prize at the end, you know, for the top three teams or whatever. I think it was going to be something like, I was thinking like 3-on-3 tournament with the fourth man off the bench and stuff like that. So teams have to have at least 3 people, 4 people, like up to 21 or some shit like that. I don't know. Yeah. Again, like just, I'm actually going to spend a little bit of time next week to kind of like do some research on it and kind of see like if something like this has happened before, like through Twitter or like through like Reddit, you know? So it's a cool idea. If you guys have any like suggestions for places to have it in the DFW, or I know some guy last 2 years ago was like, oh, like there's a gym that I know that will do it for pretty cheap and stuff like that. If you guys know anything like that, get with me or supply me a number or something like that so I can kind of call them and see what's up. Again, this will probably wouldn't be until like next July. So if you're interested and you're not in shape like I am, you have, you
let's know, play for money.
Yeah, you have quite a bit of time to, you know, get in shape and, you know, get in shape and get ready for this.
Start so. Training now.
Yes, exactly what I'm doing after my wedding. But yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Would you guys be down for that? Like, even if it was just, like, in a capacity of, like, not playing, but, like, doing commentary or, like, I don't even know, dude. Like,
I would love to do commentary.
Even, like, as a...
That'd be fun.
Shit. I think we'd be a fun, like, three-man team. I mean, like, I don't know how good we would be, but I think it'd be fun.
That would be fun. That'd be really fun. So good. Thank you for asking, Dalton. Let's see. Luca Donthick Landry, my friend Landry asks, what's your most elite of elite pizza orders?
You know what I love?
Elite of Elite.
I mean, like, Elite of Elite. I mean, there's some local spots here in Austin that are badass. Like, Eastside Pies does, like, those gigantic pizzas that are, they have so many cool stuff. But, like, my go-to, like, I'm not lying. Like, I love the Philly cheesesteak pizza from Domino's. It's something that I've always loved. It's the dumbest shit, and I fucking love it. It's
they so have good. Some stupid things that are actually really good.
Like, they really do.
Chicken taco sweatiest. Pizza.
Yeah,
the what?
Sounds horrible. The chicken what? Taco pizza. Sounds horrible. It's actually quite good.
What the fuck? That sounds terrible.
You know, it's good.
Gentrification.
That's not the elite.
Yeah, what's your elite?
My elite would be, so if I'm doing Dallas, I am a sucker for Campese's, but I get some pepperoni, jalapeno, and salami there. That's pretty good.
Sounds good.
Or if I'm going somewhere else, like New York City, there was a place in Washington Heights that called should, Sbarro's? I hope it's still there. fuck not Sbarro's. Sbarro's? Cornet Pizza in Washington Heights. They literally, you can order a slice for like $2, but then it's like 75 cents or something, maybe more than that for toppings. If you add extra, but it's like the pizza slices are massive. It's like the size of your torso, but anything from there is quite elite. Like the everything was top notch. It's just a big ass. It's just good shit. Like we ordered for my birthday one year, like a full pizza or two from there, but. Mm-hmm. You know, if the slices are that big, naturally the pizzas are going to be equally huge. And by that, I mean, they brought the pizzas. We ordered two full pizzas from them, and they brought them to us in like four different boxes. They didn't bring it whole. They just had four separate boxes for two pizzas.
It was like it's a great. Convoy of cars.
when we would, and we're pretty sure it was like, run by the mob or something, because like anytime we ordered, if you ordered and had it delivered, like inevitably, like the delivery guy was just like this 6'5" hardened, like sketchy Italian guy.
No shit. Just
always just, wearing like a just, jumpsuit.
There was just a cold stare.
Always
like just leather jacket with a hoodie underneath, like just this like AirPods in, but doesn't care about you. Kind of like very, 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 very professional about delivering that pizza.
Interesting.
But always a man of few words and eyes that said that he's seen some shit.
Yeah.
He's like, order for so-and-so. Again, he's like, all right, man, have a good night, my friend. He just walks away. Oh, I'm just God. Like, that guy.
You didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
You never saw me.
Yeah. Oh man.
Enjoy your pie.
Let's see. For me, so I can't quit thinking about the place that my fiance made me go to when we went to New York City.
CC's.
No, it was literally it's called 99 cent pizza. And it's like
New York?
Over there by Broadway.
Like those are everywhere.
Well, I don't know. I was like, she's wanted to take me there. So I was like, okay, cool. So it's like, this will hold the spot. And I was like, okay, this is actually, and it's literally 99 cent pizza. And it was like, 99 cent pizza.
The dollar slice. Yeah, the primary demographic is drunks.
Yeah, it was great. I wasn't drunk though. I was actually very sober at 3 in that.
Drunks period. Or people that are just like, oh, cool, pizza.
Yeah, yeah. So
they're okay, literally like, everywhere.
Yeah, I love it. That was so good.
Lifesaver.
Yeah, that I like a lot. I also will fuck up like any like stuffed crust type pizza.
Same.
But I have to have the sauce. I have to have marinara sauce with it.
Well, yeah, because they just put a full goddamn cheese stick in the crust.
Yeah. So you just gotta fuck it, bro. You need some.
I don't need sauce for that.
It's dry sometimes. So with the bread. So yeah, those are my picks.
Welcome to Pizza Talk.
I know. Great. We should do this. We should do this again. Hoops and heavy pizzas. Fuck yes. Let's see. Next question is from Mavs Network. What's the difference between the KP we saw last night against San Antonio versus the KP we've been seeing the rest of this year so far?
I don't know. It's a good movement.
Like prior to. Movement.
Like basically prior to that game. Because like the last couple games, he's been like really good, actually. Like, you know,
I see it as him just being healthy. Honestly, like, so the back stiffness thing, I think you train, right? Just as someone that's, you know, played sports forever, like, you train and train and train, but nothing replicates like a training camp and actually starting to play in games and shit. I feel like it just, you know, your body sometimes just like, and I just think he really just locked up for a bit, and now he's like back to feeling loose and just fluid and able to move around the way he wants to and kind of be in a rhythm. So it's been fun to see for sure. And maybe some confidence in the post specifically. That was a big, his shot selection. I almost feel like he was coached up between the KP we saw against the Bulls and the KP we saw against the Spurs, because something he was doing that he normally doesn't do, right? And this is the difference between the Spurs game and shooting a bad 20-foot fadeaway over Alex Caruso and missing. If he didn't get a look he liked in the post, like if he wasn't deep enough in the post and he kind of dribbled and couldn't quite shake the defender or whatever, or somebody came in, he was passing out a lot. He was kicking the ball out, yeah, which was good. That was great. It's almost like they said, look, dude, your shot selection, if it were like like if you would just kick that out and reset, we can get a better look. You know, you don't have to, I know like you want your looks, but what if you took your looks from, like, what if we get you in the same situation? You just find a way to like seal or post up somewhere a little bit closer to them. Because his shot chart was literally threes or like 10 feet in. It was fucking great. I think Kirk Searsface had tweeted out the shot chart a couple of times. Like, this is the ideal KP scenario. He's either within 10 feet of the rim or right at the rim, or he's shooting threes. It was perfect. Yeah. But like if you saw, if he posts up deeper, like free throw line in, that's an easy shot for him. He was hitting those. Or he literally, like, he had some of the drop step, something he couldn't do last year. He drop stepped and almost got a dunk, but they fouled him. Like, he did not have the strength for that last season. So it was cool to see him like get physical with mismatches and actually like get at the rim. Like, I don't know if they worked with them on that or not. It's like, look, you can do this. You're a strong guy, maybe. Or I don't know. It's like, I get leverage is tough for someone like him because he's just so lanky, but like, it was different. It was very different because like he was struggling attacking mismatches for parts of this season and last year. And a lot of that is just settling for deep ass twos that just aren't good shots. It doesn't seem super comfortable, but it just, I think shot selection and health for sure. And maybe being coached up a tad. That would be my observations and guesses.
Yeah, I completely agree with all that. You actually said exactly what I was going to say about the about the shooting. So that's perfect. You got anything else to add, Don?
I think you guys covered it.
Cool. Let's see. Next question. So we got a couple questions that say basically this. So Juan, who is actually he's one of our new contributors for NFLs, asked this. Who else asked it? It looks like I think Patrick Engineer asked this. And it just says Dwight Powell question. Oh, wait, and also Caden also has something about Dwight Powell. So the first two ads just asked Dwight Powell question mark. The second, Caden asked, will we ever see the famous Dwight Powell pump fake this season? So Dwight Powell question mark, no idea.
I've seen it once.
I feel like we've seen it. I feel like we've seen it.
It sounds over the top. He did like a quick pump fake. I was he almost did the thing.
Yeah, I think he's being a little more covert with it. I think he reads Twitter and is like, you know what? Maybe I should not
do this. I do look silly.
Yeah, maybe I do look silly.
He's conserving Powell.
Yeah, he's conserving Powell. Fuck you. But yeah. You know, will we see it in its full glory? I don't know yet. I don't know, man. I think I did notice, though, that he did play
retired.
He did play less minutes last game. Like, I think he played like 17 minutes, something like that. So, you know, I feel like we might be moving away from, you know, the 30-minute tonight Dwight Powell, which might mean we see a cut, we see a shortage of these pump fakes.
I think he could be effective in a bench role at times.
He can.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I listened to the Outsiders podcast, and Skin went on there the other day. And if you haven't heard this, guys,
good
absolutely
please
take an hour at work. Or whatever, if you're doing something, you want something in the background, and just listen to what these guys talk about. It's really good. Skin does a great job of putting a lot of things in perspective, as do Bibbs and Reese. Those guys are cool as shit. You should be following this podcast anyway. But Skin talked about Dwight Powell, and I think a lot of people do forget this, and I think I'm guilty of this as well. And you know, I troll about Powell a lot just for the memes, but I've been doing that even when he was really good at being an elite rim roller. You know what I mean? It's just like he's a meme for me. He's also a really good dude, but one thing people seem to forget, because everyone's like, Powell's contract. When Powell got paid, that was before his leg exploded. So it's both okay to acknowledge that Powell is a really good rim roller before that, but also that he probably shouldn't be the starting center anymore. He's just not as good after the Achilles, because most players are not.
Yeah.
That all said, like, you know, I may be guilty of being too mean to Powell on Twitter. Maybe a lot of us are, but like him playing 18 minutes off the bench or 15 minutes off the bench is ultimately a good thing for this basketball team. And I think everybody can see that. I don't know.
Yeah.
He is crucial to the locker room. So all the more reason to like put him in a role that makes sense. That way you still keep him around. I don't know. I'm sure it's tricky with the seniority thing, which shouldn't apply like if you're trying to win basketball games, but I think that's why it's a slow burn. We saw it last year. Powell started, struggled, went to the bench, then started in spot like matchups or really got run if he was on a roll, but like he's not the same guy.
I just checked. Dwight Powell played 16 minutes and was 3-for-3 from the field last game. So with 3 fouls. So
White foul. You know. I mean, he should come off the bench. But he's... Sorry.
You threw that in real quick.
But he is... I don't know. I think he's important for the locker room.
I get it.
Skin was talking about, if you've had a conversation with him or heard him speak, like he is an absolutely essential dude for the locker room and just a good person. And we've known that. It's just... Yeah, time to move away from...
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Starter pal.
Let's see. Let's see. Next question comes from Cher. Will Jason Kidd ever notice every five man rotation that includes Dwight Powell, KP, Luka has a negative points rating, and there are lineups that work? It's like using a cookie recipe that's too salty and adding too much salt every time you make it. There's a big enough sample. Not trying to hurt anybody's feelings.
I agree. Certainly, and not hurting ours.
We definitely agree.
Well, in a tie into what we just were talking about, I think Kidd started to. It's materializing right in front of us. The fact that I know the Spurs play small, so that probably had something to do with it.
Yeah.
But I think maybe I'd like to hope that we're learning something.
Something even about
against a small ball team, you know? Yeah. Oh, KP at the five is probably
it looks like it works.
Good thing. I think the only scenario where you could start two bigs is if the other big is Maxi.
Yeah.
If KP's totally out there.
Yeah.
Because if it's a matter of we don't want KP bruising with the other team's five all game, then put Maxi on him.
Yeah.
Or just those guys that are interchangeable defensively at times in terms of like a rim protector role. Like I think Maxi is a little quicker, obviously, but like Cauley-Stein can't do it.
Yeah.
He was better on defense against the Spurs, but I don't know what the fuck he's doing 98% of the time this year. And that's down from 50%. Like, it's gotten worse.
Yeah.
It was a half the time thing. Like, I don't know what Willie's doing,
but man, that times
he looks great.
But that 2% of the time, man, it's, you know, he looks like fucking
2% of the time. It works.
Yeah.
None of the time.
100% of the time. You got anything to add there, Don?
I think y'all covered it.
Yeah. Don,
you're taking my approach to the question.
I love the cookie analogy though, because
salty cookie.
Because I've done that before on accident, and I was like, "What the fuck did I do?" Like,
can that be Dwight Powell's new niche? The salty cookie.
The salty cookie.
Cookie.
Salty cookie.
Let's run it on Twitter. See what happens.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Salty cookie Powell, man.
Next question comes from Squish 41. Okay, first question. If carrots got you drunk, would rabbits be fucked up?
I think the transitive property would be yes.
Is this a Mitch Hedberg joke?
It absolutely was a Mitch Hedberg joke.
I was looking at it and I was like, wait, what the fuck, dude? Like, I
But no, really answer before. The question. It's really important.
No.
Rabbits wouldn't be fucked up if carrots got you drunk.
No, I don't think so.
Bugs Bunny wouldn't be shithouse every Looney Tunes episode.
He is shit house every.
It would be him. Like, true. I don't think he would be, his schemes would be nearly as clever. They'd just be him fighting Elmer Fudd in a parking lot. He's not going to be like putting on a dress, like, or if he does, it's like the makeup's all smeared. He just looks like he just got out of a garbage can.
That's bat fight. Anyone can win.
All right, let's see. Next question.
But that was Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah.
And his non sequitur one liners. He's just ran away. If carrots got you drunk, rabbits would be fucked up.
He's so good at that.
He just says shit. He's talking about that and then just randomly like, what's the other one he just says at him? He's like, I've always wanted to have a suitcase or a briefcase handcuffed to my wrist. And it just keeps going on a totally unrelated topic.
It's like, dude, he was so good at that shit. Anyway.
He was the Jim Morrison of comedy.
Yeah.
I hate turtlenecks because it always makes me feel like I'm being strangled by a really weak guy. That was my favorite joke he ever did.
Oh, God. Let's see. Next question. Comes from, I don't know, this might be a KP burner, actually. Pristaps Korzingas asks, why is Kristaps not the Mavs' number one option? Because Luka, Jalen, sometimes Tim, and Frank exist.
I would, really, it's the first one.
Yeah.
Frank.
Frank has been the key ingredient to this team.
He's the French nucleus to this entire
operation. No, really, it's because Luka.
Luka.
Yeah. Luculus?
There aren't a lot of people you could point at and be like, they're on Luka's level.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Nuclear warhead?
Nuclear. Luka Doncic.
Nuka Doncic, yeah. That makes it sound like we're firing rockets at him.
When he goes for 50, tweet that out.
Finally.
Seriously.
Steal my joke?
Too late. I did it. See who gets to it first.
It's already in the drafts.
See who gets to it first on Monday.
I'm gonna tweet it when he's at 48 and the ball's in midair.
And then
if the shot doesn't go in, I'll just delete it.
Next question comes from Lou Can't Touch This. Simulate the next five games. So let's see what's the next five games. Let's see.
Denver.
I could see us winning against Denver after. I wonder how much the fight has been kind of a disruptor of the flow of Denver.
Yeah. Oh, that fight against the Heat.
Yeah, which was like the dumbest thing ever. I hated that that was a talking point. I don't want to talk about it on the show. It's just like, like Morris Brother pushed him and then he pushed back. And then apparently he's got like nine Serbian horses that just like destroyed his vertebrae. It's like, God damn it. It's the dumbest thing. Was his retaliation too hard?
The only thing I'll say is neither guy was right, but Jokic wasn't wrong. So
yeah, I totally get that. There you go. Let's see. So it's Nuggets, Suns, Clippers. I can see.
I'd say like 3-2,
yeah.
2-3.
Yeah,
I think we split that.
I think it's 3-2, but I'm going to tell you what I think. I think we beat Denver. I think we lose to Phoenix twice, and I think we beat the Clippers twice.
Ooh,
I don't know, man. I think. Paul George is like on an absolute next level this year.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the only thing I was like, he is on fire.
But Luka sees the Clippers and sees red, and they don't have Kawhi to troll.
And blue.
They don't have Kawhi to troll his Herculean efforts this time.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I'm sure KP wants a crack at that too. I don't know. That's probably what I think. I'd be shocked if we win a game in Phoenix. I don't know. They just have our number. It's weird.
2-3-3-2. I think it's a safe bet, I think. Let's see.
Phoenix will be annoying for us so long as that little shit Chris Paul is there.
Seriously, dude. Jesus. God damn.
I respect Chris Paul now, but God damn it. He's good and he torches us.
Isn't it weird after teams lose?
So does Booker. God.
Isn't it weird when teams left that Rockets team or when players left that Rockets team, it was like, oh, this guy's actually not that bad. Like I was like, oh, I actually like Harden now. Like, you know, like what the fuck?
Right.
it's kind of like how Houston kind of makes everything worse.
Right. Oh man.
They've won one game.
Poor Jalen Green.
So the Mavericks lost against one. Yes. The Mavericks lost against the Heat on my birthday. However, the Astros lost on my birthday, so I feel like it kind of canceled out. I was like, yeah, I could take this.
Yeah. Let's see. Next question comes from Nick. Have you ever dreamed about being part of the Mavs roster? I had once dreamed about joining the practice squad with Kidd as the head coach, and it was a pretty wild dream.
I think I've had a dream of like being, no, my dream that I think may even be more tangible than I'm giving it credit for. I want to be the guy that shoots the t-shirt cannon at the American Airlines Center. Or I will gladly do the t-shirt slingshot. Either one. That is something I just want to be a part of. What would be like the ultimate bronze medal of that dream would be someone that just throws a t-shirt into the crowd, which is cool. I would like that. I would like to do that at some point, but it's just not shooting the t-shirt cannon.
Yeah,
I want to be Mavs man and shoot the team. No, I want to guest star as Mavs man.
It'll be podcast, like
the Masked Singer finale. Don becomes Mavs man, does a front flip dunk on a trampoline, shoots the t-shirt cannon.
Kicking you off this podcast.
It's weird how Ruben's having a Masked Singer themed wedding and Don was gonna appear as Mavs man.
Hell no, he's fucking not.
Oh, pretty baby.
So I've never dreamed about being part of the Mavs roster, whether like, you know, literally or figuratively. The reason being is because Mavs Twitter is very toxic. No, I was playing. No, but really, no, it's too much pressure. I just like being a lazy slob on my couch doing podcasts. So, yeah.
Dream what about being you? On the roster, like the team, or just generally?
On the roster.
I mean, when I was a kid, I think that'd be awesome. I mean, what are you gonna say? No.
Have you ever physically dreamed of being on the roster?
Like, physically?
Like,
are we taking this literally?
Have you ever gone to sleep and had a dream? That dream that you were on the roster somehow.
I think maybe once back when we had Nash and Dirk for sure.
Like way back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I remember I had some Nash Dirk basketball dreams for sure.
I did have a dream when I was like 9 that I was on the Rangers, the Texas Rangers. That was about it though.
I definitely had dreams about being on the Cowboys, but I didn't play football forever.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Let's see. Next question comes from Jay. What do the Mavs do? No, not my son. What do the Mavs do with Jalen Brunson now that he's getting better and better? Would you risk losing him in free agency? What's the maximum Mavs can offer him next season? That last question, I have no idea. That's a question for Mavs CBA. I would bug him about that.
Sign Jalen to a big contract, then trade him mid-game to the Sacramento Kings.
No, not do it. Please don't fucking do it again. God, that was so bad. Oh,
God. No, I'm joking. They need to pay him.
Yeah, I think at this point, yeah. You fucked up by not, you know, having that last year on this contract. So just, you know.
At some point. The team has to retain talent and stop dreaming about stealing it because that has not fucking worked.
Nope. Correct.
We got rid of Curry twice. Curry was on one of the best deals in the league and is an elite three-point shooter. Harrison Barnes is a good player, and if you don't want to feel sad, don't look at his stats this season. We could use that guy.
Yeah.
Got to pay the guy. Got to pay Jalen. Go ahead, Don. Sorry.
No, it's all good. I think the other part is that the fact that he was a second rounder actually has something to do with like his like ability, like even his max deal, so to speak, isn't going to be like the bank destroyer, yeah, that you think it would be. I think there's something about that in his. I think there's some sort of clause with that. I may be speaking completely out of turn, but that I believe that is the case.
Yeah. Let's see. Next question comes from Gabriel. Why do people judge me when I say that center KP is better than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? Because Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is like top 10 of all time. And yeah. KP is not even like top 20 right now, I think. Oh, he's getting there, but he's
also,
not
quite. KP was never an airplane, so
Yeah.
You know,
such a great scene too, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I knew that scene before I knew who Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was, and I was like 10 or 11. And I was like, that's fucking amazing. So and I found out later he was a basketball player, and I was like, oh, this is even
my
better.
Dad says you don't try on defense. Well, if you're carrying Magic Johnson's ass around, you tell him to run up and down the court and hope to get the foul.
So fucking good, dude.
I can think of about 38,000 plus reasons why, and maybe 6 championships.
Yeah.
Good call.
Best thing ever is that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is like an actual, like, really successful author and wrote Sherlock Holmes books that my fiance loves. So she knows him as like the author, not anything about basketball whatsoever. So it's just great.
That's like, hilarious that you're.
Yeah.
He was a brief Twitter nemesis when he said Dirk was a one trick pony.
He was, and then they did the 75-year anniversary.
Remember trolling him on and off for like a month and a half over that back in the day.
And then they did the 75-year anniversary commercial together.
Right, so then taught Dirk the skyhook.
Yes, so it's like
while they were chilling. That's so great. Yeah. It was endearing. I'm like, all right, Kareem, we're cool again.
Definitely had to be like that. Definitely was like the reason why you probably put them together is because of that. You know,
that maybe great. The most iconic like headgear, like the bug-eyed goggles.
Oh yeah, dude, so great.
Like.
Which God, any that's gear a... that's not in 2K in a proper way is disappointing.
Is it not?
I'm saying it's to wear my career, like my player can wear them.
Oh, you can't wear? Oh, that sucks.
No, they have goggles, but they're not like the good Kareem
goggles. The old school. You, oh, you man, have the,
cool. They're just, damn. They're not getting them right.
No, you like the, is it not Grant?
Okay, if you're listening.
Oh, whoops. So next question.
Horace Grant.
They got Horace Grant style goggles in 2K. Those are great.
I'm all of those.
Cool. So next question, a Dwight Powell question, just, you know, it slipped through the cracks. Alex asks, is Dwight Powell helping or affecting the Mavs? I wouldn't say helping so much. Yeah. At least right now.
They need to find a different role for him. I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think he does. I mean, he brings the Dwight Powell things that you can expect, which is good energy.
Yeah.
Hustle, and every now and then the energy and hustle does pay off. Like, he's been blocking some shots. He does try to rotate well and defend well, but he is stretched too thin as a starting center, especially a starting center post Achilles tear, even a couple of years removed. He's just not the same.
I'm saying give his ass 10 to 15 minutes a game, bro. That's, you know, that's
so the because the problem. So the Powell problem, right? So the Dwight mare.
Thank you.
Defensively, he's always been a saloon door. He has always been a wacky, inflatable, flailing arm, fucking tube man, whatever it's called. Offensively, he doesn't have the same bounce. He's not the same threat. Teams just aren't respecting that as much as they used to. And I just, he would kick so much ass bringing that energy and that hustle off the bench. Yeah. So,
feel that.
He's hurting us because he's stretched too thin for what he is now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I guess would be my answer to that.
Got anything to add, Don?
Dwight Mare on Elm Street.
It's so unfortunate that Dwight Mare was already taken for like the shit that happened with Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard in Orlando.
Yeah. Because I can't separate like that term. Like with
there's
like,
multiple Dwight Mare on Elm Street movies.
Yeah, there's Wes Craven's new Dwight Mare.
That would be like this one.
However, I do like Dwight.
Oh yeah, the Powell starting center situation is the Dwight Mare Before Christmas.
Damn it! Oh, that's a good one. To it.
Fuck! Should that be today's title?
What was on his box score?
Zero.
Should that be the title for today? I don't know.
Yeah,
I've been thinking about Powell, like, just because y'all have been talking about Powell, like, on
Mighty Morphing Power Rangers.
That's a good one.
I think that's going for it.
Let's see. Next question comes from Mavs McGee. Why do we keep believing in KP when we know his body couldn't survive a championship run?
We don't know that yet.
Yeah, we don't
know. So far, yes, the tea leaves point that direction. But let's just enjoy the good games he has while we're having him.
I'm, yeah.
Listen, like The Chicago Cubs won a World Series, right? Anything can happen.
Yeah. My thought with this is that I think it's in my nature. I think it's a lot of humans' nature to be like, hey, like, we want the best for the people who, like, you know, who play sports for us, basically, you know? Even if, like, they frustrate the shit out of us, you know? That's just part of being a fan. Does he frustrate me? Absolutely. When he's not playing, like, what, like, four games in a row because of back tightness and stuff like that. Am I really excited whenever he does something really awesome? Like, hit a fucking 40-foot three-pointer to end a half? Yes. Like, you know? I just want to see him do well. You know, he's on our team. Like, I'm never going to actively be rooting against our team, even when we were tanking, you know? Like, I was never like, oh, yes, I'm so excited to see, like, you know, the Rockets kill us by 40, you know? Like, you know, like, I just think it's in our human nature to, like, want the best for these guys. So that's what, you know, and it's true. Like, we haven't seen him in a championship run. We haven't had a championship run yet.
Right. Know? We haven't seen the other side of the first round yet. So
yeah,
let's start there. And yeah, we don't know. We don't know. And it is, I mean, like you said, it's frustrating when someone sits out for a while with back tightness, but, like, it's just the deal with him. Like, we know what he is, but we also know what he can be. And what I want as a fan is the best KP that we can have. And if that means he has to rest for a few games at a time, okay.
Yeah.
If in the long haul, it makes him hold up longer. And yeah, we just don't know. But, like, you just, again, if they're wearing a Mavs jersey, I'm going to root for them, even if it's frustrating, whatever. Like, again, joke about Powell. I joke about KP. I joke about all kinds of players. Like, ultimately, we want our guys to win. We want the best for them. And, you know, you think we want to win. Those guys want to win more than you do. Porzingis wants to win. He wants to hold up for a long championship run. So I guess wait and see. But yeah, it's just, I get the frustration, but I can't watch, I guess, this guy play and just assume the worst is going to happen all the time. I'm going to root for him and hopefully he holds up this time, you know? Like, he was doing good things in the playoffs, in the bubble. Then the meniscus happened. And this is a guy that dropped 38 points on a bum knee. He didn't know it was as bad as it was.
Yeah.
So, you know, we could still see some, you know, maybe he'll have a stretch of crazy good luck. I'm going to knock on wood. But, you know, it's just like, we don't know yet. So,
yeah,
we'll see. Let's see if this the team can just even sustain a run in the playoffs. That's the first step.
Yeah. You got anything to add, Don?
I think you guys covered it.
Cool. Savage Central, who has the most questionable Luka avatar ever, asks, is Porzingis the greatest big to ever exist? And sure. I think this is immediately after the San Antonio game. he could get there. Everybody's potential.
He is the best 7'3" Latvian big to ever exist. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. There we go.
Take that, Bertans.
Yeah. Fuck you, Bertans.
In your face, Bertans.
If you come over here, I'll take it back. But anyway, let's see. Last question is from Joe, who's at is Diggs. Trevon Diggs for Defensive Player of the Year. I agree. his question is 8 Porzingises? ?
What?
I don't know. It says Porzingis 8 times in question.
Porzingis is the question?
Yes.
It's just like one of those things where, like, you can say the whole word, like, it's like the longest word you can say. We're just saying a single word and it still makes sense in English.
Yes. That's exactly. Yeah. Yeah, Porzingis is, you know, I hope he does really well. You know, it'd be good for the team, good for him. You know, we'll see what happens. We have a crazy run coming up, so we'll see. And I did want to let you guys know that next week, probably today, I will be putting up another question thread, because me and my fiance are getting married on Saturday, and I think both of these gentlemen are going to be there.
Yes.
So we're not going to want to record. I'm not going to want to record on Sunday. So we're recording something. Me and my fiance are going to record something soon this week. And then that will just be the podcast for next week. So, but yeah, those are all the questions. So that was it.
Righteous. Guys, thank you so much for sending in those questions. We appreciate all the banter that you guys supply us on Mavs Twitter. We're going to be sailing through the seas of terrible and awesome Mavs takes the rest of the season. You can always submit questions. Usually follow Ruben at Reddit Mavericks. He usually posts the question usually like week before.
Like literally the day before.
Day before. So check us out on Saturdays. Follow at Reddit Mavericks. Another great follow for during the game is at Squish41, Mr. Redacted. He is one of the funnier people I know, and I know a lot of funny people. And if you want unfunny people, you can follow me at Don_Denim for all your dad puns.
Don is funny. Hold on, you're funny. Get the fuck out of here, dude. You're fucking funny.
Don is hilarious.
Yeah, you fucking are.
I'm just not on Twitter enough. That's really the problem. However, I did like score amazing numbers just saying, hey, everyone did a good job on the city jerseys, and that blew up. Let's say like 500 likes on it. Anyways, so... hey, listen, that's a lot for me. All right, guys. Anyways, we greatly appreciate you guys. We do have some new writers that are writing great stuff for MFFLs.com. So follow us in there.
Yes. Definitely shout out Juan, shout out Wyatt, and shout out Josh. Those are the three guys that are going to be writing for us a little bit more this year. So,
well, welcome, guys. We're happy to have y'all. So, for Ruben, for Squish, I've been Don Denham. This has been the Hoops and Hefeweizens podcast. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Later, guys.
Goodbye forever. I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
I'll see you soon. And by that, I mean, you'll hear me, maybe. Leave me alone.